Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
There once was a man from Nantucket. Oh, we're live now? Oh, I probably shouldn't finish that. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
We have been talking about... Well, the state. And what is the state doing now? This horrific organization of violence. Well, apparently they're harassing an Amish farm in Pennsylvania for raising their livestock humanely in the same way that they've done so for over 100 years.
And harming nobody.
Harming nobody. So much so that they have fined them $250,000 payable within 30 days or else. Other penalties, possibly including imprisonment of Mr. Amos Miller, the order says. Just to recap, Mr. Miller has also been ordered to reimburse the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service for its enforcement costs.
Oh, my God.
Totaling $14,436.26.
Did it really even cost them that much to go inspect their farm anyway?
Talk about adding insult to injury.
Yeah. No, that's adding injury to insult is what...
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Miller has 60 days to make the reimbursement. So if he can't pay the $250,000 in 30 days, he's going to go to jail. But they give him 60 days to make this $14,000 reimbursement. It's just another illustration of how incongruent the state is. According to the USDA, the farm is not complying with USDA regulations on how to label and process their food. But Amos says the methods which they use predate the USDA.
Wow.
And the farm and its members have a right to free assembly and the right to choose how their food is processed without the USDA dictating to them on how to do it.
You know, it seems like the government, if the government cared enough, right? You think that they would just have to label it not government approved, right? Like people should just start labeling stuff not government approved, and then they should be able to get away with it, whatever basically they want to do, right?
Free Talk Live. This show is not government approved,
right? I mean, really. And then people who are, you know, statists can choose to, you know, only buy statist food or only buy statist services or only listen to statist radio, right? And the rest of us can go about our lives free of the tyranny of government.
Wouldn't that be nice? Except, Chris, they'll point guns at us if we do things like that and throw us in cages for doing things like that.
Yes.
I know.
Unfortunately, that's the reality.
I agree with your vision. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if people could just make their own decisions individually for themselves and their families without any interference, be able to make up their own minds, be able to go and research stuff on their own. Listen to, you know, experts that they decide.
It's not enough for the federal government for them to make the amount of money they would make just lording over the statists. They want more and more and more. They want lord over everybody, even people who don't want their services.
They feel that they know what's best for you and what's best for you and what's best for me. Where did they get this knowledge from? I contend, Chris... You're probably the one person in this world who knows what's best for Chris. What do you think?
I think that's probably a very true statement.
Bonnie, are you the one person in the world who's best able to decide what's best for Bonnie?
Yes.
I think I'm best able to decide what's best for me. Now, if I think you're doing something that's cool and I want to know more about it, I'll ask you. I'll be, hey, how did you do that thing? Or can you share this, you know, or who are you going to for this? I know you're into this kind of thing, right? If we get to know each other, you know, and you'll do the same with me. Now, if there's something you're doing that I don't like, far out, solid, right on, I might tell you that I don't like it. But I'm certainly not going to force my opinion on you. Why would I?
I listen to pop music.
I mean, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm thinking the same thing.
I'm just laughing. I'm making a joke because Captain hates pop music.
I do. I really do. I have since I've been alive, near as I can tell, with a few exceptions, very few exceptions. There was a period of time where, no, that's not even true, really. Yeah. So, no, I guess I just hate pop music. Yeah. But at any rate, the point is that I would never dream of thinking that I know what's best for you or you or anybody out there in listener land. Anybody. Like, where would anybody get this notion from? And there's so many people today in the world that seemingly think they know what's best for everybody else. You should get this and you should do that and you should just shut up and comply.
You know, I wouldn't have a problem with that, you know, the know-it-alls, but
really?
They force it on you. They try to force stuff on you. Right?
If they want to voice it far out, solid, and right on, you can voice away. But when they force it upon you.
The problem is the force. It's the violence. It's the advocacy of the state doing their bidding. That's so messed up.
What is the state? It's just a group of people.
It is.
It's just no different than people coming up to you in the highway.
It's the biggest gang in town.
Yep. And telling you, you need our help living your life. And for our services, you're going to pay us $250,000 or whatever a year, or we'll put you in a cage and we'll point guns at you and we'll hurt you and your family.
So to be clear about this particular Amish farm, not a single one of the farm's customers has filed a complaint. Not one. The USDA unilaterally going after the farm for failing to use their approved slaughterhouses, which stress and harm the animals before they're killed. Even if an animal is pasture-raised and cared for, the USDA requires it to be loaded into a truck and hauled to one of its approved slaughterhouses, where it spends its last moments alive, surrounded by death, and corralled into tiny pens with other animals before being killed by a person who never raised it.
I know that Coconut, my chihuahua, if he goes into my car he's been into a million times with his dog bed and toys and, you know, just me in the car with him and AC, he acts like he's literally dying. So I can see that it really, really would stress out an animal to go into these packed, you know, like sardines, nasty, you know, open air, I don't know what you call it, that they drag the animals in on the back of the car.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, it does seem bad enough that we eat the animals in the first place to then force them into situations that are really, terrible for them.
You know, I think that's why the Bardo Farms meat literally tastes better.
Oh, it does.
Because I was just like, I was kind of freaked out about the idea of eating meat that I just, like, I don't know, like, I was kind of freaked out about the idea of eating meat from, like, a farm. I don't know why. Like, I don't know what freaked me out about it.
Where do you think your food normally comes from?
Well, I just mean, like,
the grocery store.
Yeah, that hasn't been highly processed, and I don't know why. Like, because I know a lot about, like, the system, and it's bad, so why was I freaked out? But then when I tasted it, I was like, it literally tastes like the best. It tasted like the best bacon I've ever had.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's not filled with stress hormones.
As a people call me a foodie, I like to eat. Right, I'm a big guy. Right, I love delicious food. You can taste love. I'm just telling you, you can taste love. There are chefs that will tell you the same thing. They're like, if the food is made with love, you can taste it.
Nice.
Right. And so the same thing applies to how animals are raised, right? And what you're saying, why does it taste so much better than the stuff that you buy at the...
Is that why I like McDonald's so much?
No. Cheeseburgers love you too, Chris.
Those 16-year-olds just love their jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know about that, but
not true.
But get this. Contrary to the USDA's requirements, Amos, who is Amish, actually prays with the animals before they are sacrificed in peace on his farm. And again, Like, you could taste the love, right? These animals were treated with respect and humanity before they were sacrificed so that we could eat.
What a serious crime.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they should be put in prison. They should be fined $250,000 plus for their heinous acts of raising animals humanely.
I say more.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen. Yeah, listen to Free Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week. from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time, live with very few exceptions. So if you, you know, don't, if you're listening to this and it's not during those hours, we're not live, obviously. You're listening to either a repeat or you're listening to a podcast or you're listening to our archives, something like that. But we are here 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. And I wanted to mention, too, that ForkFest is happening. It seems like ForkFest just happened, but it's happening again next year, 2022. Unofficially, it's happening from June 27th through July 3rd at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no one in charge and there are no tickets. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground from June 27th through July 3rd, and you're in. Have whatever event you want to have. ForkFest is your event. You get to be creative. Create the experience that you want others to enjoy. Find out more about it and join the unofficial Telegram chat at forkfest.party. Come enjoy the festival, forkfest.party. All right, so we've been talking about the state attacking an Amish farm in Pennsylvania to the tune of more than $250,000. That's $250,000 for the violation, and another almost $15,000 to pay for them harassing and attacking them. Which, it's just, it's horse hockey, is what it
is. I'm going to say this. I've missed some of this, right? Is this the federal government we're talking about doing this?
The USDA.
USDA, it's federal, correct?
Yep.
You can't even get out of it by moving to another state.
Nope.
This what does USDA stand for?
United States Department of Agriculture.
Oh, okay.
It's so disgusting.
I have another acronym, but I can't say it on the radio. at any rate, so, yes, they are attacking this farmer, this farm, the Millers, Amos Miller, specifically, is named. Who could possibly be imprisoned if he doesn't fork over $250,000 plus another $15,000 plus change their farming methods, which have gone on for well over 100 years, predating the organization known as the USDA. So, in other words, their methods of raising these animals and also butchering them for food has done just fine by people since well before the United States Department of Agriculture even existed.
Yeah, they had no complaints from their customers.
Not one complaint from any customer. Yet the USDA comes in and says, hey, you can't butcher your animals on your own farm. You can't pray with them before you do so.
I have to wonder, how did the FDA even know, like,
USDA?
Or USDA, that they were even butchering their own animals, right? Like, how did they find out?
It's probably something that they may have advertised, right?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's probably it.
Come and buy, you know, humane, raised the old way, you know, something along those lines. You know how and they're Amish, too, so, like, I'm sure they're not, like, it's not like they're taking out ads on Facebook or something. You know what I mean?
You know, the crazy thing is, like, isn't the standard, like, operating procedure for the Amish anyway? Like, what I don't understand is, if they can target this one Amish farm, that means they can target all Amish farms, probably.
It's amazing how many of these things, these mandates, these laws that get passed, overlook and don't have exceptions for subcultures like the Amish.
Or just religious freedom in general.
Yes.
Even though supposedly it's supposed to be included in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
Correct. So, according to the farm, their humane and chemical-free methods are the exact reason people seek them out and join their private food club. The ever-increasing environmental toxins from the overuse of synthetic chemicals makes modern farming very questionable. The ethical part, consuming animal foods, leaves doubts in the minds of many. Members of our community have joined us because they have chemical sensitivities and only started to heal and thrive once they began consuming real nutrient-dense foods. They depend on our farm foods. Members with a vegan background started enjoying animal foods again once they realized that the death of an animal doesn't have to be cruel. That's according to the farm. Now Amos has been forced into a corner, facing the possibility of spending time behind bars and losing the farm, which has been in his family for decades, according to this article, more than 100 years, at least according to the family, the family's practice.
Longer than the USDA has existed.
Yes. The farm has to spend tens of thousands on an attorney to fight for them in court, and have since launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise those funds. There's a link to it in the article. I'll share this article on the Free Talk Live social media, of course. But if you just go Amos Amish GoFundMe, it'll bring you the results you're looking for.
Well, I don't want them to fund. I don't want them to pay the fine. I also don't want them to get their land stolen from them. But
I mean, I'm assuming the GoFundMe is going to pay their attorney's fees to help them fight, because it sounds like they're fighting.
Nice.
So, but there is a GoFundMe for this. And this happens again and again with, you know, like we were saying, the religious stuff. I know that there's a bunch of hubbub going on about, you know, mandatory vaccinations and that kind of stuff. I did share on my Mastodon earlier today, actually, there's a bit from the Rutherford Institute on how to actually file a religious exemption from the vaccines with your employer. They put together a form letter that you can use and some, you know, guide on how to do so. So if you are out there in listener land and you have a religious exemption, if your religion says something like, hey, you know, I don't believe in forced medication, you know, this is something you might find yourself in a situation where you might need this. I'm not saying that's the right way to go about it. I'm just saying that the information is out there if you need it. There are going to be people who find themselves in a, well, I'd rather be employed and not on the street, you know, than
to start looking for a new job, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? But they might need some interim time. Something like filing for this exemption can certainly buy them some time to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Plus, like, standing up for your religious exemptions in general is something that just needs to be done. So this, you know, just pushing back against the state is always important. Like, in New Hampshire, I just went to the court case, and I didn't stand for the judge, and I didn't get, you know, like, tackled.
Oh, when he
by
said, all rise, you didn't?
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean, this is supposed to be a showing of respect, and the problem is that the state hasn't earned it. And so why should you stand for a judge when the judge hasn't earned it?
It's against my religion, so I didn't. And I'm just saying, like, in other states, you probably will just get pulled out of the courtroom for that, or, like, get charged with contempt, even if you're not
in New Hampshire.
But not in New Hampshire.
There's a lot of us who have already sat in a cage as a result, and they don't want to deal with it anymore.
And the reason is because people stood up for their religious
exemption. Absolutely. Stand up.
Yeah. Do not comply and stand up, and also speak out. Those are the three things. Do not comply, stand up, and speak out. Those are the three things that you can do, starting right now. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is en route.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
American officials are reassuring Afghanistan's president the United States is committed to a political solution to the conflict there. The reassurance comes as the Taliban is making lightning-quick advances across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Kathleen Dooling, a medical officer and disease expert at the CDC, says people with weakened immune systems are more likely to catch coronavirus even after being vaccinated.
Immunocompromised people are more likely to have breakthrough infection. In small studies of hospitalized breakthrough cases, 40 to 44% were deemed to be immunocompromised.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is filing articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He explains why with...
He's violated Title 8 by releasing people into the country. So he's got imposed a catch and release. That's illegal, that program. He's also, the Secure Fence Act requires him to obtain and maintain a operational security over our border.
But that impeachment effort isn't going anywhere in the Democratic-controlled House. The saga regarding Britney Spears' conservatorship continues.
Britney Spears' father said in a court filing that he's planning to step down from the conservatorship that has controlled her life for 13 years. Jamie Spears filed the legal documents. He said he'll step down after some lingering issues are resolved. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. I want to take a minute and say thank you to Matt D. Matt D is a silver level amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, it's a person who has visited amp.freetalklive.com and elected to contribute a small fee of money to get this radio program onto more radio stations. And we only ask for $5. You can give more if you want. Matt D. gives a little bit more than that. He's a silver level. There's some perks that you get. There's an amp-only call-in line. There's an amp-only podcast, a couple other things of that nature. But the perks that you get aren't important. The bit is that if you enjoy this program, if you enjoy the characters, the content, if you're a freedom-oriented person and you want to see this program get on more radio stations so you can spread the message of peace, love, and liberty, please visit amp.freetalklive.com and do what Matt D. did, and that is become an amplifier. Matt D., thank you very much. You are appreciated. We appreciate you. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
Do you guys remember Dee Dee Tyhutu?
Well, I didn't until you reminded me earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were talking about him like 5 minutes ago.
It's well, not, well, we weren't not on the air.
Ah, fair enough.
We only mentioned him in the, Actually, I don't know that we mentioned him by name in the first segment. We teased a little bit about what we were going to probably talk about tonight.
Okay.
But D-I-D-I-D-D, Taihutu, T-A-I-H-U-T-T-U, he is a person who, well, about 3 or so years ago, decided to sell all of his earthly belongings and put all that money into Bitcoin.
Him and his whole family, right?
Let's find out. This from Bitcoin.com. Didi Taihutu discusses hiding his cold storage wallets after selling everything for Bitcoin 3 years ago. Now, first of all, I can't imagine doing this. Can you imagine? Like, I know people who sold, like, some stuff to get some Bitcoin back in the day. I'm aware that there are at least a couple people on planet Earth that, like, took out mortgages, a second mortgage on their property and that kind of a thing to, you know, throw it into Bitcoin in the early days.
It would probably take me 20 years to sell off everything I had.
Well, right?
Also, I just can't imagine wanting to be a minimalist. Like, I like throwing stuff away. I'm not really that... A type of a girl who has, like, so much clothes and stuff like that either, but I just couldn't be a minimalist.
Yeah, I want to be a minimalist, but I can't. In other words, I don't find it possible for me as the type of person that I am to. Like, I'm more minimalist than a lot of people I know, but particularly since I bought a house, man.
Right?
I am not. Now, what do you call somebody between a minimalist and a maximalist? Just people?
I don't know.
I wonder if there's a scale there. I think like graduating minimalism. But at any rate, over 3 years ago, a Netherlands native made headlines when he told the world he and his minimalist family sold everything for Bitcoin. At that time, Didi Taihutu and his family sold their home, valuables, and vehicles in order to accumulate the digital asset. Taihutu recently discussed how things have been going after 3 years, explaining that 74% of his crypto holdings are currently held in cold storage. For our listeners that don't know what cold storage is, it's usually a USB kind of a device. There are several different brands out there. What are some of the brands, Chris?
Trezor.
Trezor. There's a Keep Key. There's something else
something
I'm missing.
Yeah, the good one, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't it the Trezor one?
Trezor one.
Isn't that like a type of Trezor? Trezor, whatever?
Yeah, it's escaping me at the moment, and it shouldn't be. But at any rate, you know, these are cold storage devices. The ability to take your keys, your cryptographic keys of your cryptocurrency off of the exchanges and off of your wallet and put them somewhere safe. Where nobody can get at to him. This is generally what cold storage is referring to. So that's what he is. 74% of his crypto holdings are currently held in cold storage. So did Taihutu and his family, Didi Taihutu and his family are doing quite well in 2021, living like digital nomads and hidden hardware wallets all over the world. So they've taken their wallets and they're distributing them. So they're putting a certain percentage of their holdings on each hardware wallet, and they're putting them in diverse locations. They're not keeping them all in the same city or country. Why would you want to do this? I think it's a great idea. I think they have the right idea. They're decentralizing their savings.
So yeah. the government of one country can't just take all their money at once.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the government has a hammer, and they have a really big hammer. And it doesn't always require the ability to seize your assets. They can just take a hammer to your hand, and you will surrender those assets.
Yeah, you'll give up, you know, passwords and, you know, all that fun stuff. They have ways of making you talk.
Yeah.
Trust me, the government is well-versed in
torture.
To get information from enemy combatants, whatever that means. So anyway,
it means you and I.
Yeah. His family is doing quite well with hidden hardware wallets all over the world, according to a recent interview with CNBC. Bitcoin.com news reported on the Taihutu family on October 10th, 2017, as Didi told the press, he and his wife sold everything for Bitcoin. In his latest interview, Tahutu told CNBC that the family safeguards a total of 6 hardware wallets hidden across several nations. Several nations. Quote, I have hidden hardware wallets across several countries so that I never have to fly very far if I need to access my cold wallet in order to jump out of the market, unquote. Tahutu remarked during the interview. The Bitcoin family man explained 2 positions are in Europe, 2 are located in Asia, a single wallet is kept in South America, and the last hardware wallet is stored in Australia. However, 26% of Tahutu's crypto stash is in hot wallets, while the remaining 74% is stored using cold storage solutions.
That's a lot of information I wouldn't have given out if I were him, but also, how's he going to get to the one in Australia anymore?
He lost it. But you know what? That's a risk you take, you know? It's if you want to make sure you have something left when the government comes for you, make sure it's in a place where you can't get it, and neither can they.
Yeah, it's like, burying a can full of cash in your backyard and then forgetting where exactly in your backyard you buried it.
Yeah.
You start digging holes everywhere, just hoping.
Only the cash would have gone down in value, and Bitcoin would have
right. At
least not necessarily have gone down like cash.
Well, it probably would have gone up because it goes down, but it goes up more than it goes down.
Yeah,
so.
I just want to say that, like, we know for sure cash would go down.
And over a 3-year period, it's going to have gone up more than it has gone down for sure, so.
Oh, yeah, since 2017, I'm sure they're very, very
rich. Yeah, very, very wealthy people probably right now.
You don't hear them so much anymore, but occasionally there would be a story of somebody buying a piece of property and, taking out a wall or otherwise remodeling and finding, hidden valuables. You know, there was I remember one specifically, somebody found a bunch of silver bars hidden within a wall, that kind of a thing.
That one would be cool.
Yeah, somebody else found old, like, silver certificate style denominations of United States currency. So, where are you going to hide your valuables? That's up to you.
I have a wheat penny I dropped in between the seats of my car.
Oh, no. Dee Dee did stress, though, I prefer to live in a decentralized world where I have the responsibility to protect my capital. And I prefer to live in that world as well, Dee Dee. 603-283-6160.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Here I thought Free Talk Live was going to be no more.
Final segment, not final show.
Good.
Yes. A lot of people thought Free Talk Live was going to be no more when the events of March 16th happened surrounding the Crypto 6.
That is true.
I even thought that for a moment. I was like, OS, what's going to happen to the show? I thought they were going to take everything.
Yeah, but we just restart. On the one hand, they can disrupt things.
Yeah.
But shutting it down, that's another level of like hard to believe.
I wouldn't put anything past them.
I wouldn't either, but...
And so, like, it was a concern. Like, when you don't know, you're just like, I wonder what's going
to
happen.
But these are the guys who drop... I'll have to say one thing. These are the same guys that dropped bombs on people's houses in the United States. Mm. I don't know if you guys remember, but, like, in Philadelphia, dropped bombs
on people's houses. Abraham Lincoln was bombing Atlanta daily just to keep the people, like, upset. Just keep the people scared. And that was just because he was threatening them because he wanted them to stay in the union. This is the same federal government.
It is. And let's go to some calls and thoughts and see what our listeners have to say. We've got Mac calling from Colorado. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to call in to talk about where you guys are at as far as the hearing goes for against the federal government regarding the Crypto 6.
That's a great question, and, of course, thanks for calling in and asking. I don't have, like, a concrete answer for you. I can tell you that 5 of the 6 are out on some sort of bail conditions. It sounds like nobody is getting out soon. Friday, the lawyers have some paperwork to deliver. We're hopeful that, you know, within a couple of business days after that, nobody will be released as well on bail conditions. The trial is tentatively set for May of 2022, but as you can imagine, the lawyers for each of these folks have to go through the process of discovery, reviewing all the evidence that the state has, and then, of course, putting together defenses. as I'm sure you're aware, these things rarely go as planned. While you have the right to a speedy trial, certainly most trials are long and drawn out, and this could take years for all anybody knows.
Yeah, I mean, look, the trial date that they set was contingent on basically Mr. Nobody being released. And now that he has on him not being released.
Right.
So now that he has been released, it will get delayed, basically.
Because he needs more time to, review, right?
Because they will want more time to look through the evidence because of the massive amount of evidence that exists. And it's not necessarily evidence that any crime was committed, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, you know, there will be this period where we're not going to be able to say much, and in fact, most of us probably won't know much because this is all going to be between the Crypto Six, the six people involved, and their attorneys as far as what their strategy is and how they're going to attempt to fight this. So we won't know until really the case goes to trial or something else occurs, you know, lawyers file for a motion to dismiss or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you can, if you look at the way things usually go down with these or any kind of case where there's a mafia kingpin of this nature, usually what happens is people will start to take plea deals and things like that that surround, you know, the person that they're actually targeting. And so there's a good chance that some people will it'll be over, you know, sooner than others. Normally when somebody takes a plea deal, like, I mean, in an optimal situation, nobody's gonna take a plea deal, but sometimes the plea deal, it's so good and it doesn't hurt. It doesn't even hurt like the people that they're trying to hurt. And so it just, you know, some of this is just to get rid of people because they don't want to have to bring a case against everybody. It's easier if they only have to bring a case against, you know, the main person they're actually after. And I suspect that's probably what's going to happen as time goes on with this case.
I see. Okay. So real quick, have you guys tried networking at all as far as telling the story of what happened on March 16th?
Oh, that's, I mean, almost exclusively what we've been doing. And it depends on what you mean by networking, but you know, we have contacted...
I specifically mean podcasts. Have you reached out to any libertarians as far as that?
Yeah, Mark and Arya have been on Tom Woods and me, Mark, Arya.
Have you been on Pete Kionis, Man Beyond the Wall? Have you talked to Dave Smith? From Part of the Problem, have you talked to...
I've tweeted
Liberty?
Those people. I've tweeted Dave Smith for sure.
Do you know how many podcasts there are? There's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch.
Those seem to be, in my opinion, the most prominent place, the ones I've enjoyed.
Well, if you want to... If you have contact information and people are interested in doing or having somebody from the Crypto Six on or whatever, I would suggest reaching out because, you know.
Yeah, anybody can reach out on our behalf. Yeah. Like, hey, why haven't you talked about the Crypto Six?
Yeah, if you want to put somebody in touch with us directly, Captain at freetalklive.com, Bonnie at freetalklive.com, even Ian at freetalklive.com, you know, if you have contacts or if there's a podcast that you know that is interested or you think might help, put us in touch for sure.
All right, and then another last podcast I want to talk about is the What Bitcoin Did podcast. That is hosted by Peter McCormick. He obviously is I'm not sure if he would really describe himself as a Bitcoin maximalist, but he does mainly talk about Bitcoin, and he is receptive to libertarians, and he's had many discussions about the philosophies of liberty and all that jazz and what have you. But that he might be a great person to get in contact with because it seems like he's always looking for new people, especially Ian. I know you guys have a lot of interesting criticisms about Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
So he's I would say Peter McCormick actually thoroughly enjoys when people are very critical about Bitcoin.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
it's mostly the fees, right?
Yeah.
I guess maybe the privacy, lack of privacy.
And I know that we've had, folks fly in, reporters, journalists, independent writers to do articles on the Crypto Six. We've seen one of them, I think, was it The Verge?
Yeah, The Verge.
Pretty darn good article, at least, you know, for the situation.
I felt like it was almost an attack on the Crypto Six, but at the same time, it failed to attack. It really failed.
Only, like, the ending seemed like an attack. It was very strange.
It was a strange... But they brought in all sorts of stuff that had nothing to do with the Crypto Six, and it's like... I don't know. I think it was one of the better written stories. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but it's just like I'm not a big fan of reporters because they usually, you know, they twist it or spin it however they want, and often it doesn't even contain anything that you were trying to say. At least they did actually say what we were trying to say. Like they did report on what we were trying to, the message we were trying to.
And I think the longer that this goes on, the more press it's going to get.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, this case is not gonna, you know, this
seems like
gonna go away.
A bunch of time on your hands for that, so that's good.
Yeah. Anything else today, Mac?
Well, I'll have to save it for another time. I was wanting to talk about as far as your show, your radio show, and podcasts, and how they both kind of like are. Your show kind of has like this hybrid thing going on. It's interesting to me, but. I'll call in another time for that.
Okay, great. You know, call in tomorrow or any night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Thanks for the call, Mac. We appreciate it. Eastern, yes, Eastern time. So some folks are listening, and, you know, it's not between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern, just to be clear. Some radio stations don't broadcast us live. They'll broadcast, you know, off hours and that kind of a thing. So if you're out there listening.
Yeah, my whole world was so messed up when I moved from Central Time, Texas, to here, and Free Talk Live wasn't at 6 p.m.
Yeah, out on the West Coast, it's 4 p.m. until 7.
Wow.
So
that's kind of an annoying time. 6 to 9 was perfect.
5 to 8?
Because that was like
3 hours off, usually, I think.
3 hours, yeah. So 7, 6, 5, 4. Yeah, so 4 to 7. And so, like, it would annoy me. Like, I'd try and leave work, like, you know, an hour, because I was working, like, 8 to 5.
Hmm.
And so I'd try and, whenever I could, get out of work early just so I could make it home and not miss most of the show, you know, because I couldn't get it on my radio. There wasn't, in Seattle, Washington, anyway, it's not broadcast. Other places in Washington State, it is broadcast, but Seattle proper does not have an affiliate carrying the show yet.
Do we still have the phone numbers, the listen line?
I believe so.
So you can actually call in and listen to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, but not if you're at work.
Right. But I could have on my way home. I could have certainly dialed in, put it on speaker, and put my phone up. You know, that's a good point, Chris.
Yeah.
If you're in an area that doesn't have us, you can listen live. It's true. We are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you didn't get to hear a portion of the program, go see the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.